As Utahns prepare to vote on legalizing medical marijuana in November, The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has come out strongly against the initiative. KUER's Lee Hale reports this has put a certain population in a difficult position. Faithful Mormons currently using marijuana to treat their pain.
Jason Harris is 42 years old. He grew up in Las Vegas, in the Mormon faith, and he was a good Mormon.
I didn't drink. I avoided it. I didn't take drugs. I didn't smoke. Didn't take marijuana. No way.
There was also addiction in his family, so Harris did his best to be squeaky clean. He served a Mormon mission to Brazil, went to Brigham Young University, got married, and moved to New Mexico for a job as a financial analyst. But despite that buttoned-up lifestyle, he also liked to race dirt bikes. In 2004, he was racing when he crashed and injured his arm, just days before a planned family vacation to Hawaii.
And I knew I'd broken it, but I didn't want to miss out on the family vacation. My wife really wanted me to go see a doctor prior to leaving.
So he did. Harris saw a doctor who set the arm, and he was feeling fine. A nurse asked him if he'd like to be prescribed something for the pain.
When I turned it down, because I don't have any pain, she said, "No, you want this." Literally.
He took it, and early on during his trip to Hawaii, he started eyeing the bottle of pills.
It was at night. I was working. Everybody was asleep, and I took one of them. I think it was a Percocet. And I don't know if I've ever felt as good as I did in that moment. And that's what kicked it all off.
Harris says he felt a force telling him, don't do this. Looking back, he says he thinks that was God.
And I really, truly believe that that's what it was. And I did. I did it anyway.
That first Percocet plunged his life into addiction and darkness. Harris became desperate for pills, doing whatever he could to get his hands on prescriptions, until the law caught up with him.
You know, I went to jail. Jail! I couldn't believe that I was there in that moment.
He eventually climbed his way out of the addiction, with the help of his wife and fellow Mormons who he says were compassionate and understanding. It's against that backdrop that Harris finds himself where he is now. These days, he's dealing with some serious medical conditions. A few years back, it was a foot injury that got worse and worse. Determined not to go back to opioids, he started taking dangerous amounts of ibuprofen, which did damage to his stomach.
I couldn't eat. I literally couldn't eat. I would throw up.
And then, on top of that, the doctors discovered a cyst on his brain. He was having seizures and intense migraines. Eventually, Harris had an operation where most of the cyst was removed, but his symptoms persisted.
If I was struggling, there's just no sleep. And so that would throw me off. And so if I don't sleep well, then I can get migraines. If I get migraines, I miss work. And then, you know, things can fall apart real quickly on me.
Strong pain relievers obviously weren't an option. Over-the-counter pain meds weren't an option. Harris didn't know what to do. So last year, he tried marijuana, and it changed everything for him.
I'm functional. I'm doing great.
Harris says for the most part, he can sleep now. He can eat. He's not missing work. He uses a vape pen to take a dose right after work each day, and it does the trick. But it's illegal in Utah. And on top of that, the Mormon Church, his church, is opposing an initiative this fall to legalize it. Because of this, Harris chooses not to take the sacrament, or communion, at church on Sundays. He also opted to not give his children a father's blessing before their first day of school this year, a kind of cultural expectation.
I'm not sure how difficult it was for them, but I know it was difficult for me.
The church has come out and made clear that we do not object to the medicinal use of marijuana.
Jack Girard is a General Authority 70, part of the third highest governing body for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And he says he feels for Mormons like Harris.
What we're asking for and what we're really focused on is appropriate safeguards.
It is somewhat groundbreaking that the church's stance does not oppose medical marijuana outright. But Girard says the current initiative goes too far by allowing marijuana to be sold through dispensaries, much like its neighboring states.
So we had laid out, if you will, the ideal through prescribed through a doctor, through a licensed pharmacy.
Girard says he understands that the ideal can be changed through compromise. Perhaps this means the church would get behind a more regulated sales approach to marijuana, something mirroring state-run liquor stores. But for now, the church is asking Utahns to reject the initiative in November. Steve Urquhart, a former Utah state senator and a Mormon, says many faithful churchgoers will fall in line.
But folks who are, you know, a little on the bubble or not in the church, this is pretty infuriating to them that the church would tell its obedient members how to vote on something that really is a policy issue.
And because of that resistance, Urquhart believes this initiative isn't dead.
I think it passes, and I think it passes in considerable numbers.
As it stands now, statewide polling shows that the initiative is still popular, with an approval rating of more than 60%, which likely means that some faithful Mormons, as Urquhart predicts, don't agree with their church's stance. Perhaps these people know someone like Jason Harris, who says his life was saved by the very thing he's been asked to reject. Lee Hale, KUER News.